USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is setting the stage for what's to be a big procedural vote on Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh this morning so that senators can take a full confirmation vote on Kavanaugh tomorrow. McConnell saying that after Democrats demanded investigations into allegations made against the nominee, those investigations are over.
And what we know now is what we knew at this time a week ago. There is absolutely no corroborating evidence for these allegations.
As jury deliberations continue, Chicago's bracing for possible violent protests when the verdict comes in the trial of a white former Chicago cop charged with murdering a black teen in 2014 by shooting him 16 times. A video of the shootings already sparked past protests, and this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909. Or go to mdtopical.com.
The September jobs report is out, and the unemployment rate is the lowest it's been in decades. Here's John Clemens.
According to Eleni Kara-George of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the unemployment rate is now at the lowest level since 1969.
The unemployment rate declined to 3.7% in September, and total non-farm payroll employment increased by 134,000. Job gains occurred in professional and business services, in healthcare, and in transportation and warehousing.
I'm John Clemens.
That 134,000 jobs created fell short of the 180,000 that analysts had predicted. The Nobel Peace Prize has been awarded to two people for their efforts to end the use of sexual violence as a weapon of war. They're going to a Congolese doctor, Denis Mukwege, and Nadia Murad, a Yazidi Kurdish human rights activist from Iraq. They beat out 300 other nominees, and this is USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Poor Pack Special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Despite up-and-down relations with North Korea lately, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is heading there this weekend. Here's more from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Rebecca Heinrichs is a senior fellow at the Hudson Institute. She joined Fox News to talk about what this trip will accomplish.
The thing that Secretary Pompeo has to communicate to Kim Jong-un whenever he goes and visits him very soon is that it doesn't matter if the North Koreans do all of these other nice things that we appreciate. Ultimately, our eye is still on the prize, and that's dismantlement of the nuclear program. And right now the North Koreans, they're going to want the United States to lift sanctions. They want the United States to have a peace accord and to finally put an end to officially to the Korean War.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
In Pennsylvania, police say they still don't have a motive for why a man named Jonathan Schmoyer caused a car explosion last week that killed him, his child, and a friend. And this story out of Utah, where Ben and Jackie Belknap have been searching their home for an envelope that had more than $1,000 in cash in it. They'd been saving the money to repay Ben's parents for some University of Utah football tickets. Well, they found the money in the family's shredder. Apparently, their 2-year-old son shred the envelope with the money inside in the contraption. Now, the Treasury Department says they might be able to get their money back, but it might take several years. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.